If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, where do you draw the line as far as what is considered swearing in front of kids? And do you believe this word is a curse word? So there's an activist conservative group called 1 Million Moms. If you're thinking, I've heard that before, you probably have, because this is the group that put up the big fuss over a same-sex couple kissing on a commercial on the Hallmark Channel. Remember that?
Yes, we do.
Happened? Well, now they're taking aim at Burger King for using what they're calling the D word in a commercial promoting their new non-meat Impossible Whopper. So I guess in this commercial, there's a man with a mouthful of food and he says, damn, that's good. So they've actually released a whole statement saying 1 million moms finds this highly inappropriate when responding to the taste test. He didn't have to curse. Burger King's Impossible Whopper ad is irresponsible and tasteless. It's extremely destructive and damaging to impressionable children viewing the commercial. We all know children repeat what they hear. Now, at first I was like, settle down, pipe down. The word is damn. What's the big deal? But then I was thinking back, and I think there was a time when I was a child where I thought it was a curse word.
There was a time, yes. But you know how I know that it's not a curse word? Because when I saw this story, I actually had to read the article to know what D word they were talking about.
Oh.
Normally with the swear word, when you say it's the, you know, the F word or the, you know, right away. But the D word, I was thinking of like, what's the D word? And I couldn't think of a really insulting or offensive swear word. So I had to read it. And then, okay, yes, when we were growing up, maybe. But I mean, all the like TVs are playing this, you know, kids shows nowadays have the D word.
No,
shall
they
I say.
Don't. What
Some
kids
of them,
shows?
Yes, like on Much Music. And
Those are not kids shows.
Oh, you were going to say Sesame Street no. there for a second.
No, no, no.
Caillou doesn't say damn.
No, not yet.
No, he doesn't.
I think we have to remember, though, just because we as grown adults don't think the damn is a swear word, it doesn't mean a 4-year old won't kind of pick up on it and start using it. And we don't want to, you know, I don't think you want a 4-year old throwing out the word damn left, right, and center, do you?
I've never thought of it until now. It's never been a concern of mine.
Well, it's not really a thing because they don't. And I think in this case, you know, the ad could have used. They didn't have to use the word damn. They could have used man. It sounds the exact same. They could have used anything else. They chose
No, man
damn.
Is offensive to women. Keep going. Next word.
Darn it. Okay, let's
Darn
find something.
Darn it. That's what I said when I was
Safe
a kid,
enough?
I think,
yeah.
instead.
Me too.
Darn it.
There are also like 50 shades of damn. I mean, you know, when you hear the word damn, it can take on so many different, you know.
You don't
know,
have to say it so many times.
Sorry.
So it could be children.
That's right.
You keep repeating it over and over again.
I'm abusing it now.
But listen, I think it might be a bit of a generational thing.
Yeah.
I think it is no longer an abrasive word. Not the way it was when we were kids. I really do think that. You know, growing up, my mom was not allowed to say, like, poop or anything like that.
She wasn't allowed to say.
No,
really?
She wasn't allowed to say. Her mom, and keep in mind, like, my family isn't the fanciest family ever. Like, my grandmother doesn't act like the queen all the time.
Right.
But she made them say BM when you have to use the washroom.
Aww.
BM.
How medical.
That's what we said.
You did?
Yeah, we did.
You had to say that in your house, too?
Well, it was better than, you know, saying, you know, poop or whatever. BM just sounded, it sounded classic. Here to us.
God. Just how impersonal.
So basically you had to skirt around your parents' sensitivities or your grandparents'
sensitivities? I think so. And parents would like choose words that were offensive or not offensive to them.
Right.
But I do think that it's different now. I don't think it would be the end of the world if we heard a 4-year-old use that D word.
Yeah.
I hear it more often.
Of all the words that they're picking up in preschool and in elementary school, I mean, this is really on the lower end of the ladder in terms of words that parents should be concerned about when you hear what kids are saying nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't use the word all the time. It's not my favorite word.
Right.
Even if it were a curse word, it's not my curse word of choice, I wouldn't say. But I would say it on our show.
Mm-hmm.
We can't curse on our show.
Half the time you don't even know that you're saying it.
Yeah. Well, no. I don't say it very often at all. You know, like it's like I said, it's not a fun word. What are people saying on our text line, though, about the D word? Because I wanted to do a poll. We learned that apparently Andy does believe it's a curse word.
Yeah, it crosses a line.
Keeping in mind, he had to ask to use the washroom by saying I need to have a BM growing up. So there's some perspective for you.
Mark says, I have a tough time thinking there's a swear word because I just heard it in the song that you guys last played.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It's true. Came on right after we were talking about this.
This text actually kind of agrees with Sam's earlier statement that said they use damn in many children's shows. This text says, no, I've heard it on many shows on the Disney Channel for sure.
Oh, really?
On the Disney Channel?
There you go.
What's Elsa saying? When's she saying damn?
Yeah. Okay, Brenda, what do you think? Is damn a bad word?
No, damn is not a swear word.
Okay.
Damn it on the other end.
That's the line.
You swore.
Watch your tongue.
On the radio.
Sorry.
Really? Do you have kids?
I have 3 kids and 6 grandchildren.
Okay, wow. So that's sort of the rule with you and the kids.
Yeah, they know damn is not a bad word.
Okay. All right.
Because my 7-year-old uses it quite often.
Oh,
7-year-old. And where did he get that from?
7-year-old grandchild, yes. Wow.
That would not fly in Andy's house, apparently. Brenda, thanks for chatting with us. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye. Wendy, do you think that damn is a swear word?
Oh, no.
No?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
You work with kids, right?
Yes, I do.
And is this a word you hear come out of their mouths frequently?
If it were, I'd be really happy.
Oh,
happy.
Really?
Oh, I see.
Because the words they use are that bad.
Oh, way worse. If parents knew half the stuff their kids said, man, they'd be happy they'd use that word.
Wendy, do you use the word damn in front of the kids?
Yeah, but not in the context that everybody seems to think that it's a bad thing.
Right.
Yeah. You know, if they did something good, they pass a test. I'm like, damn, that's good. Sorry, am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, well, you just did.
You just did, yeah.
Okay, Wendy, we just spoke with Brenda, and she said it becomes a bad word when you add it on the end of damn. That's when it's a bad word. Do you agree?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, okay. It's all good.
Oh, no.
Wendy's cool with anything.
We're not 1920 where panties was a bad word.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's where I draw the line.
It's true. I remember. And they had to, like, hide tampons because those were offensive, too. Those were
very
the days.
Offensive.
Those
yeah.
were the days. Wendy, thanks so much for listening and chatting with us.
Hey, no problem. Have a good day.
You too. My favorite text from Kelly, she says, damn is the gateway curse word.
True.
And then afterwards, she said, FYI, my 9-year-old says it all the time. All right, it's 6:18 right now. Thanks for the text. The conclusion on our text line is the D word a bad word?
You're all potty mouths. It's fine. Just about everybody said it's fine. It's
everybody said
word.
It's allowed? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
I think that group needs to take a chill pill.
Yeah, and Andy. Well, Andy yeah. might be joining the group any day now.
Million moms and me.
Come to the dark side, Andy.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, what do you keep private from your partner? You can text us at 92925. Okay, so a couple of days ago, last week, I believe it was Friday, Andy was on the phone. Who were you talking to?
I was dealing with getting my Quebec health insurance
You're
card finalized.
Dealing with so business. The He's doing business.
Yeah, the RAMQ.
So then suddenly he goes, I hear him go, oh, my social insurance number, 1 minute, please. And then he steps mm-hmm. out of the studio.
As if we were going to copy it or write it down somewhere and use it against you. I mean, what's the big deal?
You might have.
I was like, did he really just leave the studio to give his social insurance number? Like, number one, like I would even remember. Number two, you think we want to steal you something about your life?
Yeah, two words, identity theft. I don't want to give up my social insurance number and then I go home and I'm not even me anymore. I don't even have, my name doesn't belong to me, nothing. I don't even exist.
He's actually my grandmother. Like that would be my grandmother. Keep that private. You never know.
I wouldn't even know what to do with a social insurance number. You're afraid I'm going to apply for a job under your name? Like what's
you
like?
Might.
I thought it was strange. And look, you should protect your social insurance number. I get that. Yeah. I wouldn't do it in like a hospital waiting room or somewhere where there were a bunch of strangers around here, but Andy apparently takes that to the next level.
We know he doesn't trust us.
Clearly, or thinks there's something about his life that we really want, yet to figure out what that is. But as we were talking about it, when Andy came back in, I'm like, did that really just happen? Sam, you divulged that you won't share your PIN number with your girlfriend.
Yeah, I can't really hate on you, Andy, because I keep something from my girlfriend and it's my PIN number. And it's not because I don't trust her. It's just because there are certain things I don't think anyone should know. Nobody knows my PIN number.
Nobody in the world.
Nobody. Really?
Wow. Kim, Karen, you seem to feel like it's illegal to share your PIN number.
Or you could get in trouble. I'd been missing in my account a few years back.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that was my husband. He went and took it out. And they got mad. They're like, you cannot share your PIN number with your husband.
Come on.
Yeah, it negates your warranty. Like if you get robbed, it's like, well, how many? It's like that password syndrome.
Yeah, that's true. You're liable.
Everybody knows their husband or their wife's PIN number, even their best friend.
Well, see, I know Josie's PIN number because when we go to a gas station and she asks me to fill up, I have to get her PIN number, right?
Sure.
But I've never had that opportunity to give her my card because I always fill up myself. But I don't know. I don't feel comfortable giving my PIN number.
You would not feel comfortable with her having your PIN number.
I trust her with the number. It's just once you leak something, you know, I feel like because people often use the same PINs or the same passwords for multiple things.
Yeah,
so if I'm giving you my PIN, chances are it's probably my PIN for every other card that I have.
So you don't trust her with any of the cards that you have?
Again, it's not a trust thing. It's more just I don't trust myself more.
You two, both of you. I don't understand. You're walking around around with this paranoia that someone's going to steal your identity or steal the $5 you have in your bank account.
It's a little bit more than five. But so is there anything that like that your friends or that your loved ones just don't know for you?
And maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm the naive one. I was out for dinner with friends a couple of weeks ago. Actually, their son started having a bit of an allergic reaction. They're like, okay, let's get him home. And the waitress was just being so slow bringing the bills. Mm-hmm. So he just threw his credit card there and he gave me the PIN number and left.
Really? Just like that?
Yeah. Is that shocking? Kim, that's not shocking to you.
No, not in a family situation like that, but he probably changed that PIN.
Right.
No, yes. I would give you, Kim, I would give you my PIN number if I needed
you. I would trust you as well.
If I needed you to get money out, I mean, don't come at me because apparently I'll get arrested for giving out the PIN number, but I would. That's I would trust, not maybe not Sam, but I would probably give Andy or Kim my PIN number and say, like, go ahead and take out whatever I need. I don't see the big deal.
Would you give me your social insurance number?
Yes.
I won't give you mine. I can change my mind.
I don't want yours. I don't need it. It took me years to remember my own. I'm probably definitely not going to remember yours anyway.
You don't keep a photocopy of your social insurance card in your wallet like I do?
No.
Okay.
I lost my social insurance card like years and years ago.
Oh.
Never replaced it.
Well, somebody out there has it.
Yeah. They're walking around saying their name is Nikki.
Yeah,
and work
exactly.
At the beat 925.
How do we know you're the real Nikki Balch?
We don't.
Says Nikki, you're a true Maritimer. You're so trusting. So I guess that's a compliment.
Naive, trusting, naive. Stupid. Choose your word, I guess, apparently. Somebody else said, so with my ex, we pretty much shared everything. We didn't have joint accounts, but we all knew our info. And I had added him on my credit card so he could have a copy of one if he ever needed it. Forgot about it. 5 years later, he texts me letting me know he opened up an account with that bank and can see all the info on my credit card, the transactions, everything, because I'd never taken him off.
Oh.
And my heart sunk. Thankfully, we don't hate each other, so it was easy to take him off. See, that's what I think would happen if I were in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, sure. Everybody loves each other.
I'm not trying to get in a relationship with a psychopath here. All right, Christine, you're saying that it actually is against the rules to share your PIN. You work at a bank, right?
Basically, look, when a client comes in to choose their PIN number, we tell them never to reveal it to anyone. If there is a fraud or anything, okay, you've given your PIN number to someone else, you may not be reimbursed. And another thing, what if you break up with your spouse and they have your PIN number?
I guess I would assume I didn't marry a complete jerk that is going to take me for all that I'm worth. Again, maybe I'm naive. But Christine, are you married?
I'm divorced.
You're divorced. Okay, so be honest. When you were married, did your husband have your PIN number?
Nope.
Seriously?
There you go.
Nope.
Am I the only one?
Can't jeopardize your security.
anybody.
And we get this often. We get this often when they're saying... Yes. We get it often that they're saying, but it's my husband. My husband. We share the bank account. Mm-hmm. Like, no, the card is in your name. The bank account, it may be joint. That's a different issue.
Sure.
I cannot understand.
So the next time I have to fill up my girlfriend's car, I have to ask her to get out of the car and put her PIN in herself because she can't give me her PIN anymore. You're asking me to force her to fill up her own car
now? You're a pregnant girlfriend.
That's right.
I think Josie should go change her PIN number, and she could do it in the bank.
Yeah, she should. And here's a shocker. Sam, maybe pay for something. Your own bank card.
By the way, it's my birthday today.
Oh!
Hey, all right.
Happy birthday, Christine. Don't tell anybody I share my PIN number, please.
Well, I hope they don't know you at your bank now. They're going to tell you, Nikki, change your PIN number.
Okay.
Wow, you're in trouble, Nikki.
All right. Yeah. Christine, have a wonderful day and happy birthday again. I hope you have a great one.
Same to you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. This says I'd be offended if my boyfriend refused to share his PIN number with me. We both have each other's PIN numbers. Me too. And we got another text from somebody saying that her husband never shared his PIN number, never let her see how much money was in the bank account, in his bank account. Mm-hmm. But she would always give him her card to run to the bank.
Yeah.
And they had a joint account for joint things.
Yeah.
And it's not about wanting the money, obviously, but it's feeling like someone doesn't trust you. I'd be hurt that someone didn't trust me.
Well, if you have nothing to hide, I guess it's a different story. Someone texted in, I'll give my PIN number to any one of my close friends. Personally, they're not going too far. If they steal it, maybe a trip to Tim Hortons. That's about it.
Yeah. All right. So it's about split down.
It really is. Surprisingly so. Yeah.
Yeah, 50-50. So 50% of people trust, 50% of people have been in relationships with really horrible people, apparently, is what it comes down to.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show. The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
You know, with so many people having things delivered to their homes these days, it's getting kind of crazy with the amount of people and strangers we kind of have ringing our doorbells or ringing our buzzers and knocking on our doors, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's, what's that game with the, like, sliding doors when just everyone's in and out of our condo building?
What are these games you guys are talking about? don't know.
Musical
that
Doors. That's a new one to me.
That's
I don't
new.
Know like that. Yeah.
Wow. You guys had a different childhood than I did. We were like Skip Rope and that kind of thing.
Crazy East Coast stuff.
So we're actually talking about this family in Laval. And apparently the woman called her husband around 12:30 in the afternoon and said the doorbell's ringing and nobody's there. It turned out to be a squirrel, which would freak me out so much.
They're smarter than we think.
Yeah. People are talking about whether or not they are comfortable just opening the door to people they don't know in 2020, though, on our text line at 92925.
This person says, when I was younger, I would actually get off the couch and lie on the floor to hide from whoever rang my doorbell.
Oh my God.
What?
the old duck and crawl.
Come on.
On the floor.
You get below their
they can't see me.
Yeah, that's right.
I had a cousin like that. She was filled with so much anxiety from a young age. So when she became an appropriate age to stay home alone, she'd be throwing herself around like that in such a panic.
It's too much.
Hilarious.
This text says, the only time I opened the door without looking first, and there was a gentleman offering to sharpen my knives. No thanks, potential serial killer.
What?
But
that's weird.
There used to be guys back in the day that would go around offering to sharpen tools and knives.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're driving the trucks, but that's what the chimes are for. Like yeah. they play that yeah. little sing-songy
thing. They don't
come
to your door yeah.
with that the
is,
knives.
That is so strange.
It is.
I wouldn't know. Okay. We've got Adelaide on the phone right now. Now, Adelaide, you said you opened the door once not knowing who it was.
Correct. I just had arrived home from work and the doorbell rang and I looked through the window and I see this gentleman with a notepad on his hand.
A notepad?
And I know it
okay.
was, yeah, and I know it was the elections for my district.
Okay.
Many years ago. And so I said, okay, he's probably coming in for some information. Mm-hmm. So I mm-hmm. opened the door, and when I opened the door, it's like, who's right there is Justin Trudeau.
Oh,
whoa!
No way!
No way.
No way. And yeah. were you shocked?
Yeah, I had like, I was speechless. It's like, yeah. Hi.
Yeah, for a second, it was Halloween. Maybe it was someone wearing a mask. You.
it's like, so when my husband came home, I go, guess who I just came to our house? It was Justin Trudeau. You know?
Wow.
So
that
you've been
would
opening
be a
up
shock.
You've been opening up doors ever since, no problem, hoping he comes back?
No, I'm still careful. I still look through the peephole, okay. but yeah. mm-hmm. he was hiding. He was like, I didn't see him through the window. I just saw somebody else.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Adelaide.
You're welcome.
That's impressive.
Take care.
I would be so nervous that my hair wouldn't
know.
Be done. Like, I'd be, see, that would be the time I'd answer in my jammies.
Yeah, that's
be
right.
like, oh, hi, Justin Trudeau. This is me in my jammies.
The worst time to take a selfie with him.
Yeah. Apparently, people do sometimes hide from the peephole, though. A woman said the same thing happened to her. It looked like there was no one there, though, and it was actually the police, but they kept away from
Ooh,
the peephole.
That's
maybe
freaky.
So that people wouldn't pretend not to be home
yeah.
or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sneaky move.
Yeah.
Actually, it happened to me not too long ago. The police came over. They were on a manhunt, and I think I was a suspect.
They found you.
They found me. The one time I don't look in the peephole. There you go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.